الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نستمر في قراءتنا لرسالة أسئلة وأجوبة للصغار ولا استغنى عن الكبار، ونحن في ليلة الأربعاء 14 من جماد الآخرة لعام 29/400 الموافق ليلة 18 من الشهر السادس لعام 2000.
The Sheikh began praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then went on to say, to proceed. He then mentioned that we're going to continue on reading and taking benefit from this book, questions and answers for the youth, which the elders are also in need of. And then he went on to mention today's date, that tonight is the Thursday night. Tonight is Wednesday night, and this is the 14th night of Jumadi Athani in the year 1429 after the Hijra, and this year coincides with 2008, the 18th night of June.
محدثكم وزائركم الكويت أخوكم سالم بن سعد الطويل.
The one that is speaking to you is your brother, and the one visiting you from Kuwait, Salim bin Sa'd al-Tawil.
وقفنا على السؤال الرابع عشر، متى تكون الأعمال مقبولة عند الله تعالى؟
And we have reached the 14th question. When are actions accepted with Allah Ta'ala, the Exalted?
وهذا سؤال مهم جدا.
And this is a very important question.
لأن المسلم يهمه أن تكون أعماله مقبولة.
Because it's important to the Muslim that his actions are accepted.
ماذا يستفيد وماذا ينتفع إذا عمل الأعمال ثم ردت عليه ولم تقبل منه؟
What benefit will he receive if he performs all these actions and then his actions are rejected after that?
فلا بد أن يهتم بأعماله حتى تكون صالحة وتكون مقبولة عند الله سبحانه وتعالى.
So a person has to place importance upon his actions so that his actions are upright and righteous and that they're accepted with Allah تبارك وتعالى.
الجواب إذا كانت خالصة لله تعالى موافقة لسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the answer to this question is that when these actions are done sincerely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and when they are in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ومعنى خالصة أن يبتغى بها وجه الله عز وجل.
And the meaning of خالصة, sincere, meaning that you desire with that the face of Allah عز وجل.
وبالإخلاص أمر الله عز وجل عباده ولم يأمرهم بشيء سواه.
And إخلاص, sincerity is what Allah has ordered his servants with, and he hasn't ordered them with anything else other than this.
كما قال تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, and they were now ordered except to worship Allah, making their religion sincere for Him.
ويقول الله عز وجل ألا لله الدين الخالص.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned
ما لم يكن خالصا فليس لله.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned certainly the sincere religion is for Him, meaning that anything that is not خالص, anything that is not sincere, is not accepted.
ويقول الله عز النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمره أن يقول قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له ديني.
And the message of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was ordered to say,
قل إنما أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له ديني.
I've only been ordered to worship Allah, make the religion sincere for Him.
ويقول الله عز وجل إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned certainly we only feed you seeking the face of Allah. We not look for any thanks or reward, compensation for this.
ويقول الله تبارك وتعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي يعني صلاتي وعبادتي وقيل صلاتي وذبيحتي.
And Allah عز وجل he said say certainly my prayer and my worship my sacrifice.
ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي أموت وأحيا لله عز وجل.
My life and my death all of it is for Allah عز وجل.
قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين.
Certainly, he says, say, certainly, my prayer and my sacrifice, my life and my death, all of them are for Allah, Lord of all in existence. That's what I've been commanded with, and I am the first of the Muslims.
وهكذا لو تتبعنا وجدنا كل عبادة أمر الله عز وجل أن تكون خالصة له.
And this is how it is. If we were to follow up all the different types of worship, we'll find that we've been ordered to perform them sincerely for the sake of Allah عز وجل.
فإن لم تكن العبادة خالصة لله فالله غني عنها.
So if a deed is not performed sincerely for the sake of Allah, then Allah has no need of this.
يقول الله عز وجل في الحديث القدسي الذي يرويه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ربه تبارك وتعالى.
Allah عز وجل mentions in a hadith al-Qudsi where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is relying on his Lord جل وعلا.
أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. من عمل عمل أشرك معي في غيري تركته وشركه.
I am free of those who commit shirk with me. Anyone who commits shirk with me, then I have left him, abandoned him in his shirk.
الله غني لا يقبل من الأعمال إلا ما كانت خالصة لوجه الكريم.
Allah is al-ghani. He is the one that's not in need of anything. So he doesn't accept actions unless they are sincerely for his sake.
فدائما وأبدا اسأل نفسك يا عبد الله هل أنت مخلص بأعمالك لله أم لا؟
So constantly, continuously, O servant of Allah, you should ask yourself, this thing that I'm doing, whatever action it is, am I doing it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal?
فإن لم تكن مخلصا فلا تتعب نفسك.
So if you're not doing it for the sake of Allah, then don't tire yourselves out.
فهذه الأعمال الغير مخلص فيها لا تزيدك من الله إلا بعدا.
These actions that are not sincere for the sake of Allah, they do not increase you except in distance away from Allah.
ولا تزيدك إلا إثما.
And they don't increase you except in sin.
وضد الإخلاص الشرك والرياء.
And the opposite of ikhlas, sincerity, is shirk and riya.
وهو أن يبتغ العمل بالعمل غير الله عز وجل.
And it's for a person to desire with his actions other than Allah عز وجل.
كالمنافقين الذين يراؤون الناس يعملوا الأعمال حتى يراهم الناس.
Like the munafiqeen, the hypocrites who perform actions so that the people can see them.
قال الله عز وجل وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned, and when they stand for the prayer, they stand and they're lazy in doing so.
يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا.
They do so to be seen of the people and they don't remember Allah except for just a little.
فالحذر كل الحذر من الرياء المحبط للأعمال.
So beware of رياء that nullifies your actions.
هذا هو الشرط الأول لقبول الأعمال أن تكون الأعمال خالصة لله تعالى.
This is the first condition for your actions to be accepted, that the actions have to be done sincerely for the sake of Allah جل وعلا.
الشرط الثاني وهو لا يقل أهمية عن الشرط الأول.
The second condition, and it's not less important than the first.
وأن تكون الأعمال موافقة لسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Our actions have to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقد أرسل الله عز وجل محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ليطاع بإذن الله.
Allah عز وجل sent his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم so that he can be followed by the permission of Allah.
من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله.
Whoever obeys the messenger, he has obeyed Allah.
يقول الله عز وجل ما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه. وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا.
Allah عز وجل has mentioned, whatever the messenger gives you, then take it, and whatever he forbids you from, then abstain from it.
فأرسل محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ليبين للناس ما نزل إليهم.
So Allah عز وجل sent the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to explain to the people what has been revealed to them.
فكان يعبد الله عز وجل ويأمر الناس أن يعبدوا الله مثل ما هو يفعل.
So Allah عز وجل ordered for him to be worshipped in the fashion that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم worshipped him.
كما في صحيح البخاري من حديث مالك بن الحويرث.
As is coming in Sahih Bukhari from the hadith of Malik bin Huwayrith رضي الله عنه.
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
On the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي.
Pray the way that you all should pray the way you see me praying.
وقال في الحج كما في صحيح مسلم.
And he said concerning Hajj that has come in, as has come in Sahih Muslim.
من حديث جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله عنهما.
On the hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari رضي الله عنهما.
خذوا عني مناسككم أي أعمال الحج.
Take your rites, the rituals of Hajj from me.
وفي الصحيحين.
And in the صحيحين البخاري ومسلم.
أن ثلاثة نفر جاءوا إلى بيوت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسألون عن عبادته.
There were three men that came to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asking about his worship.
فلما أخبروا كأنهم تقالوها أي وجدوها قليلة.
So when they were informed of it, it was as if the actions, his acts of worship were minuscule to them. It wasn't a lot.
فقالوا أين نحن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
And he said, where are we in comparison to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
وقد غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
And he, all of his past sins have been forgiven.
فظنوا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اكتفى بما هو عليه من الأعمال.
So they thought that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has sufficed with the action that he already had.
لأنه مغفور له وضامن للجنة.
Because he had been forgiven, he was promised the paradise, guaranteed Jannah.
فرأى كل منهم أما نحن فكيف ندخل الجنة ويغفر الله لنا.
So they say, as for ourselves, how can we enter Jannah and achieve forgiveness from Allah?
فأرادوا أن يتقربوا إلى الله بقربات وعبادات لم يفعلها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So they wanted to seek nearness to Allah with acts of worship that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't do.
فقال أحدهم أما أنا فأصلي الليل ولا أرقد. يعني ما أنام ساعة واحدة. الليل كل عمري سأصلي من الليل.
So one of them said that I'm going to pray and I'm never going to lay down. I'm never going to sleep at night.
وقال الثاني وأما أنا فأصوم ولا أفطر. سأصوم كل يوم.
In the second one he stated, as for me, I'm going to fast, never break my fast. I'm going to fast every day.
وقال الثالث أما أنا فأعتزل النساء فلا أتزوج أبدا.
And the third one said, I'm going to stay away from women and I'm never going to marry a woman ever. فلما بلغ ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم So when this reached the Messenger of Allah was conveyed to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم
تأكد منه قبل أن ينكر عليهم
he made sure that this was what was going on before he disparaged or reprimanded them for this action.
قال أنتم الذين قلتم كذا وكذا
He said, are you the ones that have been saying this and that?
قالوا نعم يا رسول الله
They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah.
فقام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فخطب في الناس
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stood up and he began giving a sermon to the people, speaking to the people.
حمد الله وأثنى عليه.
So he praised Allah.
ثم قال أما بعد.
Then he said to proceed.
فإني أتقاكم لله وأخشاكم له.
Certainly I have the most taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah amongst you, and I have the most khashya of Allah.
نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أتقى الناس وأخشاهم لله عز وجل.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has the most taqwa, the most piety of Allah, and he also has the most khashya.
وإني أصلي وأرقد.
He said, however, I pray and I sleep. I lay down.
وأصوم وأفطر.
I fast and I break my fast.
وأتزوج النساء.
And I marry women.
وهذه سنتي.
And this is my sunnah.
من رغب عن سنتي فليس من.
So whoever strives against my sunnah, then he is not from me.
فانظر إلى هذا الحديث.
So look, pay attention, examine this hadith.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أنكر على هؤلاء الذين أرادوا يتقربوا إلى الله بعبادة تخالف سنته.
He reprimanded those who wanted to seek nearness to Allah, worship Allah in a way that was in contrast with his sunnah.
وهذا هو الواجب حتى تكون أعمالك مقبولة.
And this is what is obligatory in order for our actions to be accepted.
لابد أن تطبق السنة فيها.
We must actualize practice the sunnah regarding this.
وعدم تطبيق السنة.
And not practicing implementing the sunnah.
والاتيان بعبادات لم يفعلها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And bringing acts of worship that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not do.
يسمى هذا إحداث في الدين وبدع.
This is called newly invented novelties in a religion. This is called بدع, innovation.
فكما أن الله عز وجل لا يقبل الأعمال إلا أن تكون خالصة.
So just as Allah عز وجل doesn't accept actions except that they are done sincerely seeking His face.
ولا يقبل الرياء.
He doesn't accept رياء.
كذلك لا يقبل الأعمال إلا أن تكون صالحة موافقة لسنة الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يقبل البدع. كذلك
نعم.
لا يقبل من الأعمال إلا أن تكون أعمالا صالحة موافقة لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تكون من البدع.
So likewise he doesn't accept actions except that they are sincerely seeking his face in accordance with the sunnah and he does not accept bid'ah innovation.
كما في الصحيحين من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها.
As is coming in the صحيحين on the hadith of عائشة رضي الله عنها.
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
On the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
من أحدث في أمرنا هذا أي في ديننا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد.
Whoever innovates into this affair of ours meaning our religion of Islam that which is not from it shall have it rejected.
ومعنى رد أي مردود.
And the meaning of rud means mardud, it's rejected, not accepted.
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا من حديث عائشة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was also stated according to the hadith of Aisha.
وهو عند البخاري معلقا وعند مسلم مسندا.
And with it is recorded with Bukhari معلقا and with Muslim مسندا.
يقول من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد.
Whoever performs an action that is not from this affair of ours shall have it rejected.
حتى لو لم يحدثه هو بنفسه.
So even if he wasn't the one that introduced this innovation.
أحدثه غيره.
And another one introduced this newly invented novelty, this innovation.
وهو عمل به.
And he acts in accordance with it.
فهو أيضا مردود لا يقبله الله عز وجل.
Then this action is also rejected and it's not accepted by Allah عز وجل.
وهنا سؤال مهم جدا.
So now we have a very important question.
كيف نعرف الأعمال الموافقة لسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
How do we know what those actions are that in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
حتى لا تكون أعمالنا بدعة ومردودة ومحدثة
so that our actions will not be بدعة will not be innovations and they will not be rejected
لا يكون ذلك إلا بالعلم
we can't know this cannot occur except through علم knowledge
من لم يتعلم
so whoever learns
وقع في البدع
and falls in innovation
وقع في البدع وعمل أعمالا مردودة لا تقبل
So whoever doesn't learn and he falls into innovation, then he's fallen into bid'ah and his actions are not accepted.
فقد رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا.
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he saw a man.
كما في صحيح البخاري.
As is coming in صحيح البخاري.
قد وقف في الشمس.
قد
وقف في الشمس.
وقف. نعم, man was standing in front of the sun.
فسأل عنه.
So he asked about him.
فقيل له هذا أبو إسرائيل. كنيته أبو إسرائيل.
So he said to him that his name, his kunya is Abu Israel.
نذر لله تعالى.
نذرة.
نذرة لله تعالى. نذرة عبادة النذر.
نعم. He took a vow for the sake of Allah تعالى.
أن يقف في الشمس ولا يستظل.
That he will stand in the sun, he will never stand in the shade.
وأن لا يكلم الناس.
And he wouldn't speak to the people.
وأن يصوم.
And that he will fast.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
مروه فليستظل. قل له استظل
امر نعم he command him to go stand in the shade be in the shade
وليكلم الناس
and to speak to the people
وليتم صومه
and to complete his fasting
فانكر عليه الوقوف بالشمس
so he reprimanded or didn't like the fact that he was standing in the sun
وانكر عليه عدم كلام الناس
and he also disparaged the fact that he didn't want to speak to the people
واقره ووافقه على الصيام
and he agreed with him and affirmed his fasting
تأملوا هذا الحديث.
So ponder, reflect upon this hadith, examine it.
تقرب إلى الله بثلاث قربات.
He tried to come near to Allah with three different types of worship.
القربة الأولى الوقوف بالشمس.
His first attempt to seek nearness to Allah was the standing in the sun.
والثانية عدم كلام الناس.
The second was not speaking to the people.
والثالثة الصيام.
And the third was fasting.
فأنكر عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم disparaged.
عبادتين غير مشروعتين.
Two worships that he was enacting that were not legislated.
الوقوف بالشمس وعدم كلام الناس.
Standing in the sun and not speaking to the people.
وأقره على العبادة المشروعة.
And he affirmed his act of worship that was in accordance with the legislation.
وهي الصوم.
And it is fasting.
فلا بد للمسلم أن يتفقه في الدين.
So a Muslim has to obtain understanding in the religion.
حتى يعبد الله على بصيرة.
So that he can worship Allah upon keen insight and foresight.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated.
ما يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين.
Whoever Allah desires good for, He will grant him understanding in the religion.
يرزقه الفهم الصحيح في الدين.
He will grant him the correct understanding of the religion.
ما يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين.
Whoever Allah desires good for, He will grant him understanding in the religion.
يفهم من هذا الحديث.
It's understood from this hadith.
أن من لم يرد الله به خيرا.
That whoever Allah does not desire the good for.
صرفه عن الفقه في الدين.
That he will be turned away from having correct understanding of the religion.
فيفهم ويستفيد من أشياء كثيرة.
So he may understand and benefit many things.
إلا في الدين فهو جاهل.
Except for the religion, he'll be a jahil, he'll be ignorant.
وهذا ما قال الله عز وجل الكفار.
And this is what Allah عز وجل mentioned concerning the kuffar, the disbelievers.
يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا.
They know those affairs that are apparent from the life of this world.
وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون.
And while they are negligent of the akhirah, of the hereafter.
يقول الحسن البصري رحمه الله في التفسير.
حسن البصري stated concerning this tafsir.
ترى الرجل يضع الدرهم على أصبعه.
You see a man who
الدرهم.
That he,
العملة.
Now he what, like flips a coin or? Now you see a man who puts a dirham, a coin in his hand, in his fingers.
فيعرف وزنه.
So just by him placing it in his fingers, he knows how much it weighs.
يعني من غير أن يضعه على الميزان. أكد بالتلمس يعرف وزنه.
He doesn't even need to put it on the scale. Just by placing it in his finger, he knows how much that coin weighs.
لكنه لا يحسن صلاته.
But he's not able to pray well.
الدرهم يعرف من غير أن يوزنه. بالنظر هكذا يعرف.
Just a dirham, a coin, he knows how much it weighs without putting it on a scale.
لكنه لا يحسن صلاته.
But he's not even able to pray well.
وهكذا لو تأملنا حال الكثير من الكفار.
And like this, if we were to ponder and reflect upon many of the conditions and the state situation of the kuffar.
قد تطوروا في الصناعات والتكنولوجيا.
نعم, they have advancement in many areas of technology.
لكنهم لا يعرفون الله عز وجل ولا يعبدون.
But they don't have knowledge of Allah عز وجل and they don't worship Him.
انظر إلى اليابان.
Look towards the
Japan.
He said, look at Japan.
تطوروا جدا في الصناعات.
He says they have precedence concerning many affairs of technology and the likes.
والإلكترونيات.
And they're very good when it comes to electronics.
والواحد منهم يعمل من الصباح إلى المساء.
And one of them he may work from the morning to the evening.
في أدق الصناعات.
And he's very precise in these affairs.
فإذا غربت الشمس,
so then when the sun when it sets,
فتح أحدهم عنده حقيبة صغيرة.
He'll take a small bag that he has out.
أخرج منها وثنا يقال له بوذا.
He'll take a little idol out of it that they call it Buddha.
ووضعه وعبده من دون الله.
Then he'll place it there and he worship it alongside Allah عز وجل.
أين عقله?
He says, where's his intellect at now?
أين علمه?
Where's his knowledge at?
أين صناعاته?
Where's his skill at now?
هؤلاء الذين قال الله فيهم.
These are those who Allah has mentioned concerning them.
يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا.
They have knowledge of those affairs that are appearing in the life of this world.
وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون.
But concerning the hereafter, they are negligent of that.
وقد رأيت بنفسي.
And I saw myself.
أحد المحلات التجارية التي تبيع الآلهة.
One of these men that he sells these deities.
في عاصمة بريطانيا لندن.
In Britain, in London.
فوجدته هكذا في خارج المحل.
نعم, so he had placed them outside of his store.
آلهة معروضة للبيع.
He said he was displaying these idols to sell them.
وكل منهم قد وضع عليه سعر.
And each one had a price tag on
them. تعجب من هؤلاء.
He said, look at these individuals.
يدخل أحدهم إلى هذا المحل.
So one of them will go into this place.
ويختار واحدا منهم.
And he'll choose one of them from amongst them, one of these idols.
بالسعر الذي يناسبه.
According to the relative price.
ربما فاصل البائع كم بهذا. رعنا شوي.
Now he made debate concerning the price. I want to pay this. Is this that?
فهؤلاء عندهم عقول.
So these individuals, they have intellect.
وأذكياء.
And they're intelligent.
وشهادات.
And
عليا.
And they have like the diplomacy. They have diplomas from colleges and the like.
لكنهم لا يعلمون الآخرة لا يعلمون الآخرة شيئا.
But they don't know anything about the hereafter.
ولا يؤمنون بالله تبارك وتعالى.
And they don't believe in Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ومثل هذا يقول عن شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله.
And شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله he stated.
أوتوا ذكاء.
They have been given intellect.
لكن لم يؤتوا ذكاء. ما عندهم زكاة نفوس. عندهم عقول لكن ما عندهم. أوتوا ذكاء ولم يؤتوا ذكاء.
They've been given intellect, but they haven't been given purity in their souls.
وأوتوا علوما ولم يؤتوا فهوما. ما يفهمون.
They've been given science, but they don't have understanding.
بل فكيف هؤلاء ينحتون الآلهة بأيديهم ثم يعبدون من دون الله؟
So how is it that these people that they have these deities that they worship alongside Allah؟
وغيرهم يعبد البقر.
And other than that, they worship cows.
وقد رأيت واحدا منهم ذات يوم.
And I saw one of them that day.
من عباد البقر.
Those who worship these cows.
فقلت له أنت مسلم؟
قلت
له سألته أنت مسلم؟
He asked him, are you a Muslim?
فقال لا. قلت ماذا؟
He said no. What did he say?
قال كذا وكذا هندوسي يعبد البقر من دون الله.
He said this and that. He said I'm a Hindu and I worship cows like this and like that.
فقلت له لماذا تعبد البقر؟
So I said to him, why do you worship this cow?
قال لا أعلم هكذا وجدت أهلي.
He said I don't know. This is how I found my family.
قلت ولماذا أهلك يعبدون البقر؟
He said so why did your family worship this cow?
فقال لا عقل لهم.
He said that they had no intellect.
هذا هو يعبد البقر يقول هؤلاء لا عقل لهم.
He said these people that worship these people that worship cows they don't have any intellect.
فعلينا يا عباد الله.
So it's upon us, O servants of Allah,
أن نعبد الله مخلصين له الدين.
To worship Allah, being sincere for the sake of Allah in that.
وعلى سنة رب العالمين.
And upon the sunnah of the Lord of all existence.
والعلم بالتعلم.
And a person acquires knowledge through learning.
وخيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه.
And the best of you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others.
ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس بعلما سهل الله طريقا إلى الجنة.
And whoever traverses the path seeking knowledge, then Allah will make a path easy for him to reach the Jannah, the paradise.
فلا بد أن نتفقه في الدين.
So it is imperative we have to acquire knowledge, understanding of the religion.
وإذا جهلنا شيئا نسأل عنه.
And if we're ignorant of something, then we ask about it.
والله يقول فسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned ask the people of the remembrance, people of knowledge, if you all do not know.
بالتعلم نعرف السنة من البدعة.
So through learning, we know what sunnah is as opposed to what bid'ah, innovation is.
فنتمسك بالسنة وتقبل أعمالنا.
So we strongly adhere to the sunnah and our actions will be accepted.
أما إذا عرضنا على التعلم.
As for if we turn away from learning.
ربما تقربنا إلى الله بأعمال مردودة بدع ومحدثات.
Then we may be seeking nearness to Allah with actions that are not accepted and actions that are bid'ah, innovations.
لو أراد أحد أن يسافر.
So if one wanted to travel.
فإنه لابد أن يتبع خريطة معينة.
Then he has to take a particular way to get to his destination.
وإلا ضل الطريق.
If not, then he'll be lost upon the path.
وأنت يا عبد الله في هذه الدنيا مسافر إلى الله عز وجل.
He said, and you, O servant of Allah, you are a traveler upon the way to Allah عز وجل.
لا بد لك من خارطة تدليك على الله عز وجل.
You're gonna need some type of guide to direct you to get to your destination to Allah عز وجل.
وهذه الخارطة هي سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this thing that directs us is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
السؤال الخامس عشر اقرأ سورة الكافرون.
So the 15th question here, it says to read, recite سورة الكافرون.
الجواب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. هذه السورة اسمها سورة الكافرون.
So the answer to this is بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the bestower of mercy. Say, O kafirun, all you who have disbelieved, I don't worship what you all worship. And you all do not worship what I worship. And I am not a worshiper of what...
قول هذه سورة الكافرون. أنا سأقول الكلام.
طيب. This is سورة الكافرون.
هذه سورة الكافرون.
نعم.
كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتني بها.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he placed importance upon this.
وصح عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام أنها تعدل ربع القرآن.
And it is authentically narrated upon him that he said this is equal to a fourth of the Quran.
أنتم تعرفون السورة التي تعدل سورة القرآن؟
Do you all know a surah that is equal to?
وهي التي تعدل سورة القرآن.
A surah that is equal to a third of the Quran.
وهي سورة
And it is surah
Al-Ikhlas. قل هو الله أحد.
قل هو الله أحد.
وهذه تعدل ربع القرآن.
So in this surah here, it is equivalent to a fourth of the Quran.
ومن قرأها قبل أن ينام.
And whoever reads it before he goes to sleep.
كتب الله له براءة من الكفر.
Allah will protect him, free him from falling into kufr, disbelief.
ففي هذه السورة يتبرأ المسلم من الكفار وما يعبدون.
So in the surah, the Muslim, he freed himself from the kufar and everything that they worship.
كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he will recite it.
في ركعتي صلاة الفجر السنة.
In the two sunnahs before صلاة الفجر.
بالفاتحة وقل يا أيها الكافرون والفاتحة وقل هو الله أحد.
Now he will recite Fatiha and Kafirun. Then he will recite Fatiha and قل هو الله أحد in the second unit of prayer.
حتى يبدأ يومه بالتوحيد والإخلاص.
So that he can begin his day with Tawheed and Ikhlas.
وإذا صلى المغرب وراد أن يصلي سنة المغرب.
And after he prayed Maghrib and he wanted to pray the Sunnah after Maghrib.
قرأ صلى ركعتين قرأ في الأولى الفاتحة وقل يا أيها الكافرون وفي الثانية فاتحة وقل هو الله.
He will pray two units of prayer. And in the first unit of prayer he will recite Fatiha and Surah Kafirun. The second unit of prayer, he will recite Fatiha and قل هو الله أحد, Surah Al-Ikhlas.
فيبدأ يومه بالتوحيد ويبدأ ليلته بالتوحيد.
So he began his day with Tawheed and he ended his day upon Tawheed.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ بهذه السورة أيضا لما لدغ عليه الصلاة لدغته عقرب أيضا أخذ يقرأ عليها قل يا أيها الكافرون. لدغته عقرب قرصته عقرب.
Scorpion. So when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he wanted to like when he was bitten by a scorpion, he also recite Surah Al-Kafirun.
فهي سورة عظيمة.
So this is a great surah.
ينبغي المسلم أن يعتني بها.
It is important for the Muslim to take care of it, place importance upon it.
حفظا وقراءة.
And to memorize it and to recite it.
وتدبر لمعانيها.
And to contemplate upon its meanings.
لما طاف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالبيت سبعا, بالبيت الكعبة سبعة أشواط.
So when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم went around the Kaaba seven times, made tawaf around the Kaaba.
ماذا فعل بعد الطواف سبعا؟
What did he do after making seven units around the Kaaba?
أن يذكر.
Who knows? Who recalls?
صلى ركعتين خلف المقام إبراهيم.
He prayed two units of prayer behind the station of Ibrahim.
قرأ قول الله عز وجل اتخذ من مقام إبراهيم مصلى.
So he stood behind this station of Ibrahim to pray.
ثم صلى ركعتين.
Then he prayed two units of prayer.
ماذا قرأ فيهما؟
What did he read in these two units of prayer?
الفاتحة قل يا أيها الكافرون والفاتحة وقل هو الله أحد.
In the first unit of prayer, he recited Fatiha and Kafirun after. In the second unit of prayer, he recited Fatiha and Ikhlas after.
يقول الله عز النبي في هذه السورة قل يعني يا رسول الله.
In the surah, Allah عز وجل says قل say meaning O you a messenger of Allah.
يا أيها الكافرون.
O you have disbelieved.
هذا دليل.
This is an evidence
على وجوب تسمية الكفار كفار.
That we have to term the kufar kufar.
لا يجوز أن نقول عن الكفار أنهم مسلمون.
It's not permissible to term the kufar or call them Muslims.
رب العالمين سماهم كفارا.
The our Lord عز وجل, He has called them kufar.
وأمر الله وأمر نبيه أن يواجههم بهذا. يقول أيها الكافرون.
And He has ordered His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to call them kufar.
بخلاف ما يفعله بعض الناس.
This is in contrast to what some of the people do.
يدعو إلى وحدة الأديان.
They call to the unity of the religions.
ويقول لا نقول عن اليهود والنصارى أنهم كفار.
And they say we shouldn't say about the Jews and the Christians that they're kufar.
إذا ما هم, هل هم مسلمون؟
He says then what are they? Are they Muslims?
يقول ليسوا بمسلمين.
You say that they're not Muslims.
إذا هم كفار.
So they're kufar.
قال لا نقول كفار.
They say no, you can't say that they're kufar.
يا سبحان الله, يا مسلمون أو كفار.
يا سبحان الله, is he a Muslim or is he a kafir?
والله يقول في كتابه.
And Allah عز وجل says in his book.
هو الذي خلقكم.
He is the one that created you.
فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن.
And from you is a kafir and from you is a Muslim.
الله بما تعملون بصير.
And Allah has knowledge of what you do.
فهو أما مسلم أو كفار.
So either he is a Muslim or he's from the kufar.
فيقول لا ليسوا بمسلمين.
And they say no, they're not Muslims.
إذن هم كفار.
So therefore they're kufar.
يقول لا نقول عنهم كفار.
And they say no, you can't say that they're kufar.
إذن ماذا نقول عنهم؟
So what do we say about them?
قال قل عنهم أهل الكتاب.
So you say about them that they're the people of the book, people of the scripture.
نقول نعم هم أهل الكتاب لكن هم من المسلمين ولا من الكفار.
He says yes, they are people of the book, but they're not from the Muslims and they're kufar.
يقول لا جنبنا هذا لا تقول لا مسلمون ولا كفار قل أهل الكتاب.
He says no, we stop here. We stop here. We don't say that the kufar. We say that the people of the book.
نقول طيب رب العالمين قال عن أهل الكتاب أنهم كفار.
So he says, so Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has stated that they are kufar.
فقال جل وعلا في سورة البينة.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla stated in سورة البينة.
لم يكن الذين كفروا.
Those who have disbelieved, they have not.
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين.
Those who have disbelieved from the people of the scripture and the mushrikeen, those who commit shirk.
ويقول في السورة نفسها.
And in the same surah he states.
أي السورة؟
What surah are we talking about here? What chapter of the Quran?
البينة.
بينة.
يقول فيها في السورة نفسها.
In the same surah, he states.
إن الذين كفروا.
Certainly those who have disbelieved.
من أهل الكتاب المشركين.
From the people of the book and the mushrikeen.
في نار جهنم خالدين فيها.
They are in the fire of hell. They will dwell there forever. Jahannam.
أولئك هم شر البرية.
And they are the most evil of the creation.
الله يقول عنهم ذلك.
Allah says this about them.
والعجيب أن هؤلاء أنفسهم لو قلت لهم.
And it's amazing that if you were to say to these people,
هل أنتم مسلمون?
Are you مسلمون? Are you Muslims?
لسنا بمسلمين.
They say we're not Muslims.
هل أنتم تكفرون بالإسلام ولا تعترفون به?
Do you all?
No. هل أنتم تكفرون بالإسلام ولا تعترفون به ولا تؤمنون به?
Now, so do you all disbelieve in Islam? Do you all disbelieve in Islam and you don't believe in it?
لقالوا نعم لا نؤمن بالإسلام.
They say yes, we don't believe in Islam.
فيأتي من المسلمين.
So then some of the Muslims come.
من يقول عن الكفار?
Saying concerning the statement of them being kuffar.
لا نقول عنهم كفار.
They say we can't say that. We don't say that they're kuffar.
يا سبحان الله هذا أمر عجيب.
So he said, yes, سبحان الله. This is something that is amazing, perplexing.
الله يقول جل وعلا عن الكفار.
Allah عز وجل says that they are. Allah عز وجل says that they are kuffar.
شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر.
And they bear witness against themselves that they are in kuffar.
هم يشهدون على أنفسهم بالكفر.
They bear witness against their own selves that they are upon kuffar.
وأنت تتوقف في الحكم عليهم بالكفر.
And then you halt. With putting the religious burden on them that they are in kufr.
هذه عقيدة خبيثة.
This is a repugnant creed and belief.
قد تلي بها بعض الناس.
Some of the people they have been afflicted with this.
وأخذ يدعو إلى مؤتمرات.
وأخذ
يدعو إلى مؤتمرات باسم وحدة الأديان.
And they have these seminars, these gatherings. In order for these conferences, in order for the religions to be unified, unity of the religions.
وقالوا نحن أهل الكتاب.
And we say that we are the people of the book.
مسلمون ونصارى ويهود.
Muslims and Christians and Jews.
ديانات سماوية.
These are all religions that have been revealed from the heavens.
ضد الإلحاد اللادينية.
And this is in contrast to the atheists.
وخرجوا بتوصيات.
And they.
بعد المؤتمر خرجوا بتوصيات.
So they come up with some results at the end of all this.
أن يطبع في مجلد واحد القرآن والتوراة والإنجيل.
And they put in the back of this thing the Quran, the Torah, and the Injil.
وأن يبنى مبنى بمثال طوابق في كل مكان.
And that they build this edifice that people can come from every locality.
طابق مسجد وطابق كنيسة وطابق معبد اليهود.
On one level is the church, one level is the masjid, and one level is the place of worship of the Jews.
والله يقول ولن ترضى عنك اليهود والنصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that the Jews and Christians they won't be pleased with you until you follow them. You follow them in their ways, become like them.
فهم يتقربون إلى الكفار.
So they seek nearness to the kuffar.
والكفار لا يبالون بهم.
And the kuffar they don't even pay any attention to them.
وقال قائل إذا قلنا اليهود والنصارى كفار.
And a person may say, if we say that the Jews and Christians are kuffar,
فهذه الكلمة تولد الإرهاب.
And this is the word that will promote, like bring about terrorism.
فلا نكثرهم حتى لا يخرج لنا إرهابيون.
So we don't deem them to be kuffar so that terrorism doesn't develop out of it.
فنقول لهم أولا من الذي سماهم كفارا?
So you say first we say who is the one that called them kafirs?
نحن الذين أطلقنا عليهم كفار.
Are we the ones that deem them to be kafirs, kuffar?
أم الله الذي سماهم كفارا?
Or is Allah the one that named them, deemed them to be kuffar?
يقول الله في القرآن.
Allah عز وجل says in the Quran.
لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة.
Certainly they have disbelieved who said that Allah is one of three, the Trinity.
فماذا نقول لا لم يكفروا.
So what do we say? No, he didn't deem them to be disbelievers.
رب العالمين يقول لقد كفروا.
No, we say no, he said they disbelieved.
نقول لا ما كفروا.
They say no.
يصلح هذا?
Is this correct?
قالوا يصلح حتى لا يتولد الإرهاب.
They say no, we say this is correct so that you know fighting and terrorism doesn't come up as a result of this.
نقول لهم إذا القرآن يدعو إلى الإرهاب.
He says therefore what do we say? The Quran calls terrorism?
قالوا إذا ما العمل?
He says so what do we do?
نعلم الناس ونفقههم في الدين.
We teach the people and we increase the understanding of the religion.
ليس معنى أنهم كفار نذهب ونقتلهم.
Just the fact that they are kuffar, that they disbelieve in Islam, doesn't mean that we just go and kill them.
إذا تعاهدنا مع الكفار لا تقتلنا ولا نقتلك.
If we have some type of an agreement or a treaty with the kuffar that we don't fight, they don't fight us and we don't fight them.
لا يجوز لنا أن نقتل أحدا منهم.
It's not permissible for us to go and kill any one of them.
وإذا جاء كافر إليك وقال أريد أن أدخل معك في الأمان.
And if a non-Muslim, a kafir, comes to us and he says, "I want to enter into where you are in security,"
فادخله وأعطيه الأمان ولا تمسه بسوء.
So he comes to where we are, and we gain security. We don't treat him badly.
يقول الله في القرآن وإن أحد من المشركين استجارك طلب الجوار عندك فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله حتى يسمع القرآن.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in the Quran, if one of these non-Muslims of kuffar come to you seeking some type of protection, then you grant it to him so that perhaps he can hear the speech of Allah.
كثير من الكفار عنده صورة الإسلام مشوهة.
Many of the kuffar, they.
كثير من الكفار عنده صورة الإسلام مشوهة.
Many of the people there, their image of Islam is distorted with them.
فهو يحتاج إلى دعوة إلى تعريفه بالإسلام.
So they are in need of دعوة, calling them, educating them, so they can know what Islam is.
نحن لا نقول أن كل كافر اقتله.
So we don't say every kafir you just kill him.
لكن نقول الكافر قل عنه كافر.
But we say about the kafir, you say that he's a kafir.
هو يقول عن نفسه لست بمسلم.
He's the one that said about himself that he's not a Muslim.
شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر.
They witness against himself.
رب العالمين سماهم كفارا.
The Lord of all the worlds has deemed them, termed them to be kufar.
نقول عنهم أنهم كفار.
So we say about them that they are kufar.
ولا يجوز قتلهم.
It's not permissible to kill them.
إلا نوع واحد من الكفار.
Except one type of kafir.
الذي بيننا وبينه قتال نقاتله ويقاتلنا.
The one that there is fighting between us. They're fighting us and we're fighting them.
هذا إذا استطاع أن نقاتله نقاتله.
These, if we have the ability to fight them, then we fight them.
أما بقية الكفار.
As for the remainder of the kufar.
الذي تعاهدنا معهم لا تقتلنا ولا أقتلك لا يجوز قتله أصلا.
That we have an agreement, a contract between us and them that we don't fight them and they don't fight us. We don't fight them. We don't kill them.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في صحيح البخاري.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in صحيح البخاري.
من قتل معاهدا لم يرح رائحة الجنة.
Whoever kills a معاهد, a person that we have this treaty with. This person will not smell the fragrance of Jannah.
هذا حديث صحيح في صحيح البخاري.
This is an authentic hadith that comes in صحيح البخاري.
يحذر فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد التحذير.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is warning with the utmost of warning.
من أن نقتل رجلا تعاهدنا معه لا نقتلك ولا تقتلنا.
To kill a person that we have a contractual agreement with, a treaty, that we won't fight them and they don't fight us and we don't kill each other.
وأمر الله نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah عز وجل, He ordered His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا عاهد قوما.
That if you have a contract with a people, a treaty with a people,
أن يفي بالعهد,
that you have to fulfill this treaty.
وأمره جل وعلا,
and he ordered him جل وعلا,
إذا شعر بخيانة من العدو الذي بينك وبينه عهد,
if they
وجد بوادر الخيانة منهم هم الذين
بدأوا. Now, if you find them falling into treason, or you find them betraying this trust, this contract.
لم يأمر الله نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يبادرهم ويقاتلهم.
He didn't order the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to go rush against them and then to go try to fight them.
وإنما قال له فانبذ إليهم عهدهم على سواء. أخبرهم أن العهد الذي بيني وبينكم قد انتهى.
Now then, what you should do is you should inform them that this treaty, this contract we have between us, that is over now.
ما دام بيننا وبين عهد لا تقاتلهم.
No, I mean, and it's the fact that this agreement between us and them that we shouldn't fight you, that still remains.
ومن قتل معاهدا لم يرح رائحة الجنة.
So, and whoever kills any one of the معاهدs, anyone that we have this contract agreement with, he will not smell the fragrance of Jannah, the paradise.
وإذا شعرنا بهم هم بدأوا يخونون العهد.
And if we feel that they're going to begin to betray this trust,
أمر الله نبيه أن يخبرهم بأن العهد قد انتهى.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah informed that she goes to them and informed them that this trust that we have now is over.
لماذا لم يأمر نبيه أن يبادر ويقاتلهم بما أنهم الذين بدأوا بنقض العهد؟
Why didn't Allah عز وجل order him to rush and go fight and kill them?
Allah
عز وجل, they are the ones that started with this treason.
بين الله عز وجل لماذا؟
Allah عز وجل clarified why.
فقال إن الله لا يحب الخائنين.
And he states that certainly Allah عز وجل does not like the خائنين. The betrayers, those who betray the trust.
الله لا يريد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يكون خائنا.
So he didn't want the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to be one who betrays the trust.
بينكم من عهد إذن أوفي بالعهد.
So if you have a contract, your agreement, you fulfill the contract.
شعرت بهم أنهم غير ملتزم بالعهد أخبرهم قبل أن تبدأ وتقاتل.
And those who have broken this trust, you go to them, you tell that this trust that we have, this agreement we have, now it's over.
إن الله لا يحب الخائنين.
Certainly Allah does not love those who betray the trust.
فنجد الآن فرقتين كل منهما منحرف.
So now we find two different sects, and both of them are in deviance.
فرقة يقول لا تقول عن الكفار أنهم كفار.
One group says that we don't say about the kuffar that they're kuffar.
رب العالمين سماهم كفار يقول لا تقول عنهم كفار.
Allah عز وجل said that they're kuffar, and they say that we don't say that they're kuffar.
Allah عز وجل لنبيه قل يا أيها الكافرون يقول لا تقول يقول.
Allah عز وجل says to his prophet عليه السلام say, oh you kafirun, and they say no, don't say that he's a kafir.
ماذا نفعل بهذه السورة؟ هل نشطبها من القرآن؟
So what do we do with this surah? Do we take it out of the Quran? Is it written in the Quran?
لأن هؤلاء يقول لا تقول قل يا أيها الكافرون.
Because these people over here are saying that you don't say that they're kufar.
فهؤلاء منحرفون.
So these people, they have deviated. They have gone astray.
الذين رفضوا أن يقول عن كفار كفار.
Those who reject and they won't say about the kufar that they are kufar.
وقابلتهم فرقة أخرى أيضا منحرفة.
And there's another group on the other side of the spectrum that they as well, they have deviated.
أولئك الجهلة الإرهابيون.
These ignorant terrorists.
الذين يقتلون أي كافر حتى لو كان بيننا وبينهم عهد.
These ignorant terrorists that will kill any kafir, even the ones that we have this agreement with.
فلا هؤلاء على الصراط المستقيم ولا هؤلاء على الصراط المستقيم.
So these over here, they're not upon a straight path, nor are these over here upon a straight path.
فلا نقابل هؤلاء بطريقة هؤلاء ولا نقابل هؤلاء بطريقة هؤلاء.
So we don't speak to these people, we don't bring these people, try to argue with them, to bring them the view of these people, nor these people, those people.
فنقول لهؤلاء الكفار نقول عنهم كفار.
So these people over here, we say about the kuffar that they are kuffar.
الذين كفرهم الله عز وجل.
Those that Allah has stated that they are kuffar.
فنقول لهؤلاء لا للإرهاب.
And we say to these people over here, don't involve yourself in terrorism.
فلا نقتل أي كافر.
So we don't just kill any kafir.
وإنما نقاتل الكفار الذين يقاتلون إذا كان عندنا طاقة لقتالهم.
But rather we only fight the kuffar that are fighting with us if we have the ability to fight them.
كيف نعرف الطريق المستقيم؟
How do we know what the straight path is?
بالفقه بالدين.
With understanding of the religion.
فلا هؤلاء عندهم فقه في الدين ولا هؤلاء عندهم فقه في الدين.
So these on this side of the spectrum, they don't have understanding of the religion, nor do those on this side of the spectrum, do they have understanding of the religion.
فهؤلاء توقفوا بتكفير الكافر.
So these people, they don't want to call a kafir a kafir.
وهؤلاء قتلوا كل كافر حتى المعاهد.
And these over here, they kill every kafir, even the معاهد, the one we have this contractual agreement with, this treaty.
وهدى الله أهل السنة والعلماء.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's guided the
Ahlul Sunnah. فهدى الله أهل السنة والعلماء.
So Allah has guided Ahlul Sunnah and the ulama, the scholars.
فعرفوا الحق واتبعوه.
So they have been taught the truth and they follow it.
فقال الكفار كفار.
So they say concerning the kuffar, they're kuffar.
والكفار لهم معاملة مختلفة.
And the kuffar.
ليس كل كافر يعامل بالعاملة نفسها.
And the kuffar, they have a way that we interact with them.
نعود إلى السورة.
So now we're going to come back and present this surah again.
يقول الله لنبيه قل يا أيها الكافرون.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, say, oh you have disbelieved.
اعلن هذه العقيدة يا أيها الكافرون.
He says, he openly portrays this aqidah, O kafirun.
لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
I don't worship that which you all worship.
هم ماذا يعبدون؟ يعبدون غير الله.
What do they worship? They worship other than Allah.
فالله يقول لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So Allah says to his prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قل لهم لا أعبد آلهتكم التي تعبدونها من دون الله.
Say to them, I don't worship your deity that you worship alongside Allah.
أنا هنا سؤال مهم جدا.
And now we have a very important question.
هل الكفار يعبدون الله؟
Do the kuffar, do they worship Allah?
نعم الكفار يعبدون الله.
Yes, the kuffar, they do worship Allah.
كيف كانوا كفارا وهم يعبدون الله؟
How can they be kuffar and they worship Allah?
لأنهم لا يعبدون الله وحده.
Because they don't worship Allah alone by himself.
يعبدون الله ويعبدون معه غيره.
They worship Allah and they worship others alongside him.
فظن البعض أن كل من عبد الله هو مسلم.
So some of the people, they think anyone that worships Allah is a Muslim.
والمسلم في الحقيقة.
And the Muslim in the reality.
والذي يعبد الله وحده.
He is the one that worships Allah alone by himself.
أما الذي يعبد الله ويعبد معه غيره فهو مشرك.
As for the one that worships Allah and worships others alongside Allah, then this is the mushrik, the one who commits shirk.
المشرك الأول كانوا يعبدون الله.
The first, the mushrikun of the ancient times, they used to worship others alongside
كانوا يحجون ويتصدقون.
They used to worship Allah and they used to make hajj, they used to give charity.
ويقولون في تلبيتهم في الحج.
And they used to say in their
تلبي لبيك الله.
They used to say لبيك اللهم لبيك and the likes in the hajj and the rituals.
يقولون لبيك اللهم لبيك.
They would say لبيك الله. They would say Allah لبيك اللهم لبيك.
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
They say لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
معنى لبيك أنا استجبت لك يا الله.
And the meaning of لبيك is that I responded to you, O Allah.
Again, لبيك اللهم لبيك.
لبيك اللهم لبيك. I responded to you, O Allah.
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
I responded to you, O Allah, and I don't ascribe any partner to with you in this.
ثم يقولون إلا شريكا تملكه وما ملك.
And then they say, except for this one partner that I have placed alongside you.
Only one. يقول إلا شريكا واحد تملكه وما ملك.
Except for one partner that I have ascribed to you alongside you.
فالمشركون يعبدون الله.
So the mushrikun, they do worship Allah.
لكنهم يعبدون معه غيره.
But they worship alongside Allah others.
فيقول الله لنبيه قل لهم لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla here saying to his prophet, say to them, we don't worship that which you all worship.
لا أعبد الذين تعبدونهم.
We don't worship the ones that you all worship.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
Nor do you all worship what I worship.
ماذا يعبد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم?
What does the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم worship?
يعبد الله وحده.
He worships Allah alone by himself.
فيقول لهم أنتم ما تعبدون الله وحده.
So he says to you all, you don't worship that which I worship.
فأنا لا أعبد أصنامكم وأنتم لا تعبدون الله وحده.
So I don't worship your idols and you don't worship Allah alone by himself like I do.
ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم. يعني ولا أتعبد بعبادة مثل عبادتكم. ما أفعل أفعالكم وطقوسكم هذه.
نعم. Nor do I worship Allah in the fashion that you all worship Allah.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. يعني ولا أنتم تعبدون الله بمثل العبادة اللي أنا أقوم بها.
And you all do not worship Allah in the fashion that I worship Allah.
أنت لا تقدر ترجم كلامي أنا. ترجم كلامي أنا.
No. كلام كانت.
طيب. إذن هذه الآيات ليس فيها تكرار.
Therefore, these verses, there is no repetition in them.
يقول الله في الآية الأولى قل يا رسول الله قل يا محمد للكفار يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد آلهتكم التي تعبدونها.
So the beginning of verses, O kafirun, I do not worship all those deities that you all worship.
ولا أنتم تعبدون الله وحده الذي أنا أعبده.
Nor do you all worship Allah alone by Himself, like I worship Allah alone by Himself.
ولا أنا عابد ولا أنا أمارس عباداتكم التي تقوم بها.
And I don't practice the fashion of worship that you all practice.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنتم تقومون بعبادة مثل عبادتي.
Nor do you all worship in the fashion that I worship.
لكم دينكم ولي دين. دين التوحيد ودينكم الشرك. أنا موحد وأنتم مشركون.
To me my religion and to you yours. I'm upon توحيد and you are upon shirk. I'm a موحد and you are مشرك.
السؤال الذي يليه السادس عشر من نبيك؟
So
من نبيك؟ الجواب محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So in question 16 here says the question who is your prophet and the answer to this is Muhammad is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذا السؤال الثاني الذي يسأل عنه الإنسان في قبره.
This is the second question that a person will be asked in his grave.
ما السؤال الأول الذي يسأل الإنسان عنه في قبره?
What's the first question that a person will be asked in his grave?
من ربك?
Who is your Lord?
السؤال الثاني من نبيك?
The second question who is your prophet?
نعم. وقد تقدم معنا من ربك.
And we have already preceded the meaning of who your Lord is.
وهنا من نبيك نبي محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And here we have who is your prophet, and your prophet is Allah, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
السؤال ما معنى محمد رسول الله?
So what is the meaning of Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah?
الجواب أي أرسله الله تعالى للناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا.
And the meaning of this is Allah sent him to mankind in entirety as a giver of glad tidings and a warner.
اصطفاه الله واختاره من بين البشر.
Allah has chosen him from amongst mankind.
ليكون واسطة بينه وبين الناس.
So that he can be the intermediary between him and the people.
واسطة ماذا؟ واسطة تبليغ. بس فقط يبلغ.
An intermediary in what fashion? Meaning that he is the one that conveys to them.
وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين.
And what is the message of Allah except for one that clearly conveys the message?
وكان الرسول يرسل إلى قومه خاصة.
And the message of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he
كان كل رسول يرسل إلى قومه خاصة.
قبله. نعم. And every messenger before him, he was sent to specific people.
إلا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسل للناس كافة.
Except for the message of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was sent to all of mankind in entirety.
أرسله بشيرا ونذيرا. يبشر من أطاعه بالجنة وينذر من يعصيه بالنار.
He sent him as a giver of glad tidings and a warner. Glad tidings for those who obeyed him and a warner for those that disobeyed.
السؤال ما اسم نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم واسم أبيه واسم جده.
So the question here is what is the name of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what's the name of his father and his grandfather.
ينبغي أن نحفظ أولادنا من هذا.
It's coming upon us that we cause our children that we teach and educate them so that they can memorize us.
الجواب هو محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب.
So the answer to this is that he is Muhammad bin Abdullah bin عبد المطلب.
السؤال من يجب أن تحب أكثر من جميع الناس؟ من الناس يجب أن تحبه أكثر من جميع الناس؟
نعم. So the next question says, who is the one that is obligatory to love him more than all people in entirety?
الجواب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The answer to this is the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من يعرف الدليل على هذا؟
Who knows the evidence for this?
حديث عمر الخطاب رواه البخاري في صحيح.
حديث عمر الخطاب كتب البخاري في صحيح.
أنه قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله يا رسول الله إني أحبك أكثر من كل شيء إلا من نفسي.
Where Umar radiallahu anhu said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I love you more than any and everything except for myself.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يا ابن الخطاب حتى أكون أحب إليك من نفسك.
He says, and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, no Umar al-Khattab, no من الخطاب, even myself you have to love me more than you.
فقال يا رسول الله أنت أحب إلي من نفسي.
So then he said, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than myself.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الآن يا عمر.
So then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الآن يا عمر, now عمر.
الآن يكمل إيمانك إذا حبيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر حتى من نفسك.
Now your iman is complete when you love me more than yourself.
وفي الصحيحين أيضا من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه.
And in the صحيحين في الحديث أنس رضي الله عنه
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
On the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he stated.
لا يؤمن أحدكم لا يتم إيمان أحدكم لا يؤمن أحدكم.
None of you will believe. None of your iman will be complete.
حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين.
Until I'm more beloved in him than his father, his child, and all of mankind in entirety.
فلا بد للمسلم من أن يحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر من جميع الناس حتى من نفسه.
So it is imperative, it is obligatory that a person loves the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم more than all of mankind.
ما معنى محبة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
So this love of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what does it mean?
لا يحب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كما يحب المعشوق معشوقته.
You don't love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the same way you love one you have compassion for.
محبة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم معناها
the love of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it means
أن تطيع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم,
to obey the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم,
بما أمر,
and what he commanded,
وتجتنب ما عنه نهى وزجر,
and to abstain from that which he prohibited for us,
وأن تعبد الله على سنته صلى الله عليه وسلم,
and to worship Allah upon his sunnah صلى الله عليه وسلم,
وأن تصدقه بما أخبر,
and to believe anything that he informed us of.
فلا ترد أي خبر من أخباره عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا ثبت أنه قاله.
So we don't reject any statement of his صلى الله عليه وسلم if it has been established that he actually said it.
إذا محبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تكون باتباعه وطاعته.
So then the love of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this occurs through following him.
السؤال العشرون, متى ولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي أي بلد؟ طيب بس آخر سؤال. متى ولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي أي بلد؟
The question number 20 here states, when was the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم born and in what city was he born in?
في عام الفيل بمكة.
He was born in the year of the elephant in Mecca.
نكمل بعد الأذان ولا خلاص؟ بعد الأذان مش بعد الصلاة بعد الأذان. طيب نكتفي على القدر ولنا لقاء معكم غدا إن شاء الله والله أعلم صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
جزاك الله خيرا يا شيخ.